I would like to greet first of all the Radio Vaticana for all your effort and all your mission transmitting the hope and the love in the whole world.
You're here hosting this meeting of the Council of European Bishops Conferences from the southeastern region. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about the Catholic Church here, the Maronite community in particular.
The Catholic Church in Cyprus is not, let us say, a new reality in the island. It's a part of the history of Cyprus. For example, the Maronites themselves, they are living here since 1,200 years. And the Latin community, from many, many years, hundreds of years. So we are talking about communities which they are an organic part of the whole Cypriot society. And of course, demographically, we are a minority, but we are contributing to the construction of the society, to build in this wonderful island our country, the culture of love, of brotherhood, of peace, especially in the actual situation in which Cyprus exists now.
You have many Maronite villages which are now under Turkish occupation in the northern part of the island, don't you? What is the situation there today?
Actually, for us as Maronites, all our villages and all our parishes originally are, until now, are in the north of the island. And more than one, actually two of them, because they are four. We used to be a lot in the very old past during the, let us say, the Ottoman Empire. But now we have four villages. Two of them are military zone. It means to get access to those villages, we must have permission. And one of them, we celebrated a mass after last summer, 17th of July, in the village of Aya Marina, after 36 years where no one can enter. Of course, through our relations, through different connections with the Holy See, with Cyprus government, with Lebanon, with Turkey, etc. So we reached the point to celebrate the Holy Mass after 36 years. Village was totally closed. So now, concerning the villages, of course, we still have our beloved old people living there. And because of them, now there is access to the villages. And personally, in the pastoral way, let us say, I am encouraging the people to go to visit their relatives and to celebrate liturgies and to make pastoral programs in the villages, especially for the new generation. Because if the new generation don't stay in contact, in link with the land, the source, it means maybe we will lose the contact one day. And so all of us, church and society and civil society, we must work in this direction to save the land and to save the villages and to save our presence. It means our mission and our role in that area and in the whole Cyprus.
You're particularly focused on working with young people, aren't you, and encouraging connections also across the different denominations with the Orthodox and with the Muslim youth.
It's really something very important to work with the young people. Since I arrived to Cyprus now 2 years ago, I was telling myself there is no young people in this diocese, in this land, but I was sure that there are. But they are waiting, they were waiting for something, for a call, for initiative to invite them and to listen to them. And thanks God, now we created the, let us say, the pastoral of the youth, and we are trying to make different programs with the young people, spiritual programs, social programs, and also we are planning with the Orthodox Church, also some metropolites, to make together some of these, let us say, pastoral and and social programs. Of course, the idea is open to all the communities, Christians and non-Christians, to work together, because the youth must live in the new mentality, and through this mentality, they can really build a new Cyprus, or maybe they can renew the old icon of Cyprus, Cyprus of conviviality, Cyprus of brotherhood, and Cyprus of now reconciliation, forgiveness.
Cyprus, of course, is now a member of the European community. It's much easier for young people to travel abroad. It must be quite difficult to convince them to stay here, to build a future here.
In general, I don't have this, let us say, problem, and our young people don't face this challenge to immigrate, because in general, there is some social and economic stability in the country, which is very good. In general, the young people emigrate because of problems, of searching work, etc. So here in Cyprus, we don't have a serious problem concerning the immigration of the youth, because there is some stability in this field, in the economic and in the social life. So for this reason, we are trying to build something here inside the island, and especially among Catholic or the Maronite youth, because they need to discover and to know their identity. I am trying to insist on the openness, but the particularity, to be open to everyone, to build the bridges and to make common programs, but in the same time to discover our Catholic identity, our Maronite identity, because in this balance and in this equilibrium state, we can really build seriously a society and also a religious situation in the whole country.
You talk about the need for reconciliation, the difficulties of living on a divided island. Can the church in any way help to support the political search for peace, reconciliation?
The church has an important role in this task, because, first of all, it's a basic part of its mission. The church announced the peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. The peace of the risen Lord, of the resurrection. So peace, it means reconciliation. And of course, it's something very important. And the church, through its teaching and its acting and its orientation, it influence and it will influence, of course, to the political field and areas in general, because it's basic policy to make peace and to create peace in the society.
You're hosting the meeting here over the next few days. What do you see as the goals of this meeting? What would you like to achieve?
First of all, it's a brotherly meeting among bishops. And the nature of this meeting, it's the annual meeting of the CCEE Southeast Europe. And of course, we have in this zone of Europe many common elements in the ecclesiastical and in the social levels. And of course, we decided to open the subject of the youth now, exactly because the youth, especially in concerning Cyprus and the problem of Cyprus and the whole situation of Cyprus, and especially the future of Cyprus, the youth must have an important role for the future of the country through their new mentalities, new approach for really going over the past and all the injuries of the past. And for this reason, so our purpose in through this meeting is to focus on this pastoral of the youth for our local reality, but also for an important event which will be held in Madrid this year, the International Youth Days.
You hosted Pope Benedict here in Cyprus just a few months ago. What would you say, looking back at that visit, the most important fruits of that visit?
In front of any event, ecclesiastical event, we still not only remember, we still live deeply this historic and very special apostolic visit of His Holiness Pope Benedict the 16th in Cyprus. First of all, as a the pastor of the Universal Church, the Catholic Church, he was visiting a very, very small Catholic community. Who we are to have this, let us say, benediction and privilege to have the Pope, first of all. So it's really a paternal visit. Then, of course, concerning the dialogue between churches, it was not, let us say, theological dialogue, because the theological dialogue exists in a very well-known frame between the churches, but it was the daily dialogue, the dialogue of life, the dialogue of eating together, of praying together, of listening to the problem of each other, and sharing the ideas, the experiences. It was really something very new, a new step, a very distinguished step in the dialogue between churches, between the Catholic and the Orthodox Church. And of course, it could be an example for all kind of dialogue between churches and between religions also. Because the dialogue of life, the dialogue between the human being, strengthen so much the bonds and the relationship, and helps so much, even the theoretically dialogue, the theological or the spiritual, or say the human or intellectual dialogue. Now, for concerning Cyprus and the problem of Cyprus, the government of Cyprus, the president of Cyprus, invited the Pope to this island, the apostolic island, to also give the message of peace and reconciliation. And the visit of the Pope helped a lot, and I hope it will help so much in the future during the talks to reach a just and peaceful solution for Cyprus.